Women footballers urge FIFA to end Saudi sponsorship deal with Aramco, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-10-21T05:1334.057Z, description colon more than 100 professional women's footballers sign an open letter urging FIFA to end a sponsorship deal with Saudi oil giant Aramco, Women footballers urge FIFA to end Saudi oil deal, image source, Getty Images image caption, Aramco has sponsorship rights for the Men's World Cup in 2026 and the Women's World Cup the following year, Katie Gornall, BBC Sport correspondent, published, October 21, 2024, 6:13 BST, comments, more than 100 professional women's footballers have signed an open letter urging FIFA to drop the Saudi oil giant Aramco as a sponsor, calling it a punch in the stomach to the sport. Earlier this year, FIFA announced a partnership with Saudi Arabia's state-owned firm that will run until 2027, giving the company sponsorship rights to the Men's World Cup in 2026 and the Women's World Cup the following year. The players, drawn from 24 countries, have called on world governing body FIFA to reconsider the deal on humanitarian and environmental grounds. Manchester City striker Vivian Miedema is one of the signatories. The Netherlands international told BBC Sport, "I think as footballers, and especially as women's footballers, we carry the responsibility to show the world and the next generation what is right. I think this sponsorship is not right for what FIFA stands for, but also what we as women footballers stand for. FIFA always shout that they want the game to be inclusive, and they want the game to lead by example. Well, if so, then make sure that you align with sponsorships that are leading by example." FIFA told BBC Sport it values its partnership with Aramco and stressed that sponsorship revenues were reinvested in the women's game at all levels. Why is the Saudi deal controversial? Saudi Arabia has been accused by critics of investing in sport and using high-profile events to improve its international reputation, a process that has been labeled sports washing. The Gulf Kingdom has been criticized for its human rights violations, women's rights abuses and the criminalization of homosexuality. Independent think tank Carbon Tracker says Aramco is the world's largest corporate greenhouse gas emitter. The company already has sponsorship deals with Formula One and Golf's Ladies European Tour, and is a partner of the International Cricket Council. Aramco did not comment on the letter when contacted by BBC Sport but has previously said it has one of the lowest upstream carbon footprints in the industry. Image source, Getty Images image caption, Manchester City forward Vivian Miedema says the deal is not what we as women footballers stands for. The players uniting against the sponsorship have more than 2,300 international caps between them and include England defender Niamh Charles, as well as the captains of Canada and Italy's national teams. They have been supported in their campaign by the organization Athletes of the World, External, which brings together sports people to advocate on issues such as climate change and poverty. Danish international Sophie Jung Petersen was one of the architects of the letter, External, which describes the sponsorship as worse than an own goal, adding that women's football deserves better from its governing body. We would like FIFA to replace Saudi Aramco with other sponsors whose values align more with gender equality, human rights, and a safe planet for everyone, Petersen added. Then we also suggest that they create a committee with player representation who can be part of deciding which sponsors should be chosen in the future. Both Petersen and Miedema agree that different sponsors should be sought even if it means the deals are less lucrative for women's football. Miedema says that if Aramco remains as a sponsor for the 2027 Women's World Cup, it could lead to further action from players. "I think you've seen over the past couple of years that women's teams are not scared to stand up for what they believe in. You've seen boycotts from numerous teams, obviously recently, like with the America team, with the Canadian team, everyone is very open and willing to share their opinions. That shows you that going forward, there will be a lot of attention and there will definitely be things happening around the World Cup." What has FIFA said? Image source, Getty Images image caption, FIFA President Gianni Infantino praised Aramco's investment in sport when announcing the sponsorship deal earlier this year. In response to players' request for an advisory committee to be established, FIFA said in May this year it had agreed to set up committees for the women's game at all levels, including a women's players committee. That's still a work in progress, so wasn't up and running to talk about the Aramco deal. FIFA values its partnership with Aramco and its many others commercial and rights partners, including the BBC, FIFA said. It added it was an inclusive organization with many commercial partners also supporting other organizations in football and other sports. FIFA added, sponsorship revenues generated by FIFA are reinvested back into the game at all levels and investment in women's football continues to increase, including for the historic FIFA Women's World Cup 2023 and its groundbreaking new distribution model. As well as the increased support for teams at the tournament last year, FIFA's updated women's football strategy for 2023 to 2027 further highlights how commercial revenues are reinvested back into the development of the women's game. Related topics, football, women's football, more on this story, inside the Saudi sporting machine, new research gives picture of Saudi Arabian sports investment, published November 2, 2023, why is Saudi Arabia spending so much on sport? Published December 14, 2023, comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments, top stories, would winner edges Nottingham Forest past. Crystal Palace, we lost our local fans, we lost our beautiful stadium, we lost our city, published 15 hours ago, Van Dijkken talks with Liverpool about new deal, published 10 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC. A family driven from their home by a violent spirit, the truth behind rumors about strange events in a terraced house in West Belfast in 1989, the inside story of a scandal that rocked Hollywood. Video: the inside story of a scandal that rocked Hollywood, who is the mysterious former waiter who bought Hollywood's legendary MGM/UA studio in 1990, who will run Rupert Murdoch's media empire in the future. The succession battle played out in a courtroom in the U.S. state of Nevada recently. David uncovers the hidden histories of two buildings, discover the lives of residents in London and Berlin during World War II. Elsewhere in sport, Rabada takes 300th test wicket, how does he compare? Benitez praises Fantastic Jones' performance for Liverpool. Video: Benitez praises Fantastic Jones' performance for Liverpool, penalty momentum killer for title hopes. Norris, slots more measured Liverpool pass biggest test yet, should Wolves have reacted quicker to controversial Man City winner? Video: should Wolves have reacted quicker to controversial Man City winner, Chiefs stay unbeaten after scrappy Super Bowl rematch, New Zealand beat South Africa to win T20 World Cup. Video: New Zealand beat South Africa to win T20 World Cup, are exhibitions impacting tight tennis calendar? Bates and Devon's crowning moment in World Cup of Hope, Man City winner at Wolves a grey area, but what does law say? Stockholm Derby suspended after pyrotechnics thrown, Per Sahl makes NFL debut 50 days after being shot, do Arsenal have a red card problem, and could it cost them the title? The Black coaches leading Orlando Pride to success, which Premier League players have been surprise packages, desperate measures bring Pakistan a moment of salvation. Never give up, Calafiori's journey from big injury to Premier League, from Accrington Stanley to England number 2, who is all-round good egg Barry, Tuchel, a sacrifice of principle or best man for England job, vote now for your BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, video, live, terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, get personalized newsletters, why you can trust the BBC, advertise with us, copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config_=, window __initial_data__data_global_navigation, country equals it and language equals ENGB and service equals commercial backslash colon backslash name backslash colon backslash global navigation backslash comma backslash props backslash colon backslash country backslash colon backslash it backslash comma backslash language backslash colon backslash ENGB backslash comma backslash service backslash colon backslash commercia.